As the band They Might Be Giants suggested, birdhouses mean different things to different people. Bob Kutowski, the public programs director at the Morris Arboretum in Chestnut Hill, says the 29 artistic birdhouses now in view act like gateways to help people better appreciate the garden.
You can't look at these birdhouses without looking at the landscape beyond, without looking at the plants beyond. That's where the bird lives. They don't live just in this house. They live here in the garden. They live in your community. They live in your neighborhood. We want to make people aware of that kind of connection.
Some birdhouses are tile mosaic, some made from salvaged furniture or shingles made of cut tin. Some are recreations of Chester County farmhouses that appear in the paintings of Andrew Wyeth. Many of them, though, are not functional. Birds prefer holes and compartments of a certain size and a certain depth with a certain amount of protection. The artists may have been making little birdhouses for their souls, but not for real birds. The guy who makes birdhouses that look like Andrew Wyeth paintings, his name is Tom Burke of Wilmington, Delaware, is in the business of making custom birdhouses for clients who want something self-reflective. They want miniature versions of their own homes. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.